Track 5. Unit 3.
Hi, come in. I'm Sara. Welcome to Chorley Wood Pharmaceuticals. It's Matt, isn't it?
That's right. Thanks for agreeing to see me.
You're welcome. I understand you're interested in the work we do here, right?
Yes, I am. I'm doing some research into modern medicine for my thesis, and I was hoping you could tell me a bit about painkillers, give me a bit of background information and so on.
Sure. Well, it's a huge area. Let's start by looking at the different types of painkiller we make here, and we'll take it from there, OK?
Great.
OK, well, here at Chorley Wood, we produce 5 commercially available painkillers, or analgesics, as they're more correctly known, each one based on a different active ingredient. Those ingredients are paracetamol, ibuprofen, aspirin, codeine and morphine. I assume you've heard of them all.
I have. I use paracetamol when I get headaches.
Right. In fact, it's the best all-round analgesic for things like headaches and most non-nerve pains. It's believed to work by controlling certain chemicals in the brain so we feel less pain. It's safe to take regularly for long periods, but overdosing on it can have very serious side effects, including liver failure.
Right. I've heard that.
Then there's ibuprofen. This is an anti-inflammatory, which means that unlike paracetamol, it directly targets the affected area or areas. Basically, it works by reducing swelling. So if you've twisted your ankle, for example, and it's swelling up, ibuprofen will be very effective at reducing that swelling.
Like in a sports injury, for example.
Exactly, which is why it's so popular with sportsmen and women. And alongside paracetamol, it's the painkiller that doctors recommend for children. The one disadvantage over paracetamol is that while you're taking it, you may get an upset stomach because it has irritant qualities.
Aspirin can affect you in the same way, can't it?
Right. Aspirin is believed to work a bit like paracetamol, but with side effects similar to those in ibuprofen. A bit stronger, in fact, which is why doctors and pharmacists advise that you avoid giving it to anyone under 12.
What about the others you mentioned? Codeine and morphine?
Codeine is much stronger than the others, so it's usually diluted, that is, it's usually combined, with paracetamol in pill form. The problem with codeine is that it can cause dependency. In other words, your body comes to rely on it. So once you stop taking it, you may feel a little ill for a while. Nothing serious, just weak, shaky, that kind of thing.
And morphine?
Well, as you probably know, morphine is the most powerful analgesic available. It's strictly prescription only, and even then your doctor will need to see you on a regular basis to check you're getting the right dose and to see how you're responding to it. It should only be used as part of a long-term pain management program. It's highly addictive, of course, and when you stop the program, the after effects can be extremely bad.